This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, coppers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean, again, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, doing meetings out here. Again, read Luke 19:10, and you'll understand as to what we are doing it, actually what we are doing and why we are doing it. Folks, let's go back to May 27th of 1999, because we have much to cover over the next hour once again. And in the process of doing so, folks, I just want you to recollect as to what took place on April 20th of 1999 and bringing it to the date of May 27th, 1999 by Daryl Scott, the father of Rachel Scott. And Rachel Scott, of course, was a victim of the Columbine High School shooting in Littleton, Colorado, which no one can deny in any sense of the word. Well, he was invited to address several representatives following the Columbine shooting. And Scott's speech is just as true today as concerning what's taking place in the present as it was back in the Columbine, because it's still applicable to the issues in which we face today. Many may have read his words, but read them and understand and share them with your friends. And the way we can do that is broadcasted into 94 different radio affiliates across the United States. And that's exactly why we're talking about it right now. What I want to do is I want to get to what Mr. Scott had to say after Columbine High School, because, again, it's applicable concerning what's going on in your country today. He said, "Since the dawn of creation, there's been both good and evil in the hearts of men and women. We all contain the seeds of kindness or the seeds of violence." He said, "The death of my wonderful daughter, Rachel Joy Scott, and the deaths of that heroic teacher and the other 11 children who died must not be in vain," he said. "Their blood cries out for answers, and answers we need to give." He said, "The first recorded act of violence was when Cain slew his brother Abel out in the field. The villain was not, or the club he used, neither was it in the NCA, the National Club Association. The true killer was Cain, and the reason for the murder could not be found in Cain's heart, and there it was. In the days that followed Columbine tragedy, I was amazed at how many and how many quick fingers began to point out such groups as the NRA and others. He said, "I'm not a member of the NRA. He said, "I'm not a hunter. I don't even own a gun. He said, "I'm not here to represent or to defend the NRA because I don't believe that they are responsible for my daughter's death. Therefore, I do not believe that they need to be defended. If I believed that they had anything to do with Rachel's murder, I would be their strongest opponent." He said, "I'm here today to declare that Columbine was just not another tragedy. It was a spiritual event that should be forcing us to look at where the real blame lies. Much of the blame lies here in this room. Much of the blame lies behind pointing fingers of the accusers themselves. I wrote a poem just four nights ago that expressed my feelings best. This was written way before I knew I would be speaking here today." He said, Your laws ignore our deepest needs. These are man's laws, by the way, friends. Your words are empty air. You've stripped away our heritage. You've outlawed simple prayer. Now gunshots fill our classrooms and precious children die. You seek for answers everywhere and ask the question why. You regulate restrictive laws through legislative creed, and you fail to understand that God is what we need. Men and women are three-part beings. We all consist of body, soul, and spirit. When we refuse to acknowledge a third part of our makeup, we create a void that allows evil, prejudice, and hatred to rush in and wreak havoc. Spiritual influences were present with our educational system for most of our nation's history. Many of our major colleges began as theological seminaries. This is a historical fact, he said. What has happened to us as a nation, we have refused to honor God, and in so doing, we open the doors to hatred and violence. And when something as terrible as Columbine tragedy occurs, politicians immediately look for a scapegoat such as the NRA. They immediately seek to pass more restrictive laws that contribute to erode away our personal and private liberties. We need not more restrictive laws. Eric and Dylan would not have been stopped by metal detectors. No amount of gun laws can stop someone who spends months planning this type of massacre. He said the real villain lies within our hearts. Political posturing and restrictive legislation are not the answers. The young people of our nation hold the key. There is a spiritual awakening taking place that will not be squelched. We do not need more religion. We do not need more gaudy television evangelists spewing out their verbal religious garbage. We do not need more million-dollar church buildings built while people with basic needs are being ignored. We do need a change of heart and a humble acknowledgement that this nation was founded upon the principle of trust in God, the living God. As my son Craig lays under the table in the school library and saw his two friends murdered before his very eyes, he did not hesitate to pray in school. I defy any law or politician to deny him that right. I challenge every young person in America and around the world to realize that on April 20th, 1999, at Columbine High School, prayer was brought back to our schools. Do not let many prayers offered by those students be in vain. Dare to move into the new millennium with a sacred disregard for legislation that violates your God-given rights to communicate with him, which, by the way, P.S. posted script coming from Bradley Dean, yours truly, you never lost the right. To those of you who would point your finger at the NRA, I give you a sincere challenge. Dare to examine your own heart before casting the first stone, read John 8. My daughter's death will not be in vain. The young people of this country will not allow that to happen. Friend, I want you to know that after April 20th, 1999 is what birthed my very ministry. It wasn't my idea. It was God's idea. When they're your ideas, that makes you a do-gooder. But when they're God's ideas, that means he goes with you in the work to accomplish it and the work that he called you to do. It also shows you, friends, where your heart is. In a time like we're in the present, America, to those that listen to me 6 days a week, maybe even 7 days a week, it's time to stand up and show the next generation how much we love them by standing up and fighting for them. To date, we've done 360 public high schools in this country, save two Christian schools in 25 different states from Florida to Alaska. And it's time that we all begin to emulate the Christ, because he said, when you follow me, I'll cause you to become fishers of men. And so it is. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You want to check us online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over to our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. As well, friends, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account for what it's worth. You can also jump over to Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty YouTube. Check those videos out. They're beginning to take off, friends, and I really appreciate your time, the time that you take to go and check those videos out. Again, it brings about resolve. I guarantee you it's a perspective most people have not thought of. And, again, it's real simple, and it's a language that speaks against 99% of what you hear out there today. I'm also not giving you my opinion. I'm giving you biblical and constitutional answers to your dilemmas. So, therefore, we're not magnifying the crime. We're magnifying the law against the crime to establish judgment within the gate. And why do I say that? Because when you look above the Supreme Court justices, or should I say injustices, in Washington, D.C. today, friends, you see Moses with the Ten Commandments, and it says right under him in Scripture, and on the building, friends, justice, the guardian of liberty. Justice does guard our liberties. Furthermore, check out Isaiah 51, verse 4 when you get a moment as well. If you'd like to call in at any time, please give us a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We are hooked up on Stack right now. And by the way, if you are a first-time listener to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be where your brains, and when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, much of what's going on today, we've already covered it over and over and over. I've hashed it out. I've reiterated it. I've said it 15 different directions and different 15 different ways concerning what's going on. And we see, again, as to what took place just last week, friends, that of an alleged school shooting that took 17 lives in Parkland, Florida. We've exposed the lies, the narrative and who's setting the narrative, the crimes behind those that are setting the narrative, as well as the corrupt links to corrupt politicians. And what I want to do is I want to set the premise, and again, understanding, friends, we have God-given rights. We don't have privileges. And I want you to keep in mind, and I'm going to say this real slow, those that are trying to disarm you are those that work for you. I want to say that again. Those that are attempting to disarm you are them that work for you. You have not delegated authority to them that work for you to disarm you before them, while they themselves remain armed against you. You need to think this. So my resolution and common sense says, don't get rid of guns. Get rid of the criminal politicians. How can the act be apart from the actor? Read Psalm 7, 8 through 17 when you get a moment. I want to go back just a little bit, and I want to bring an anti-gunner into the equation, which happens to be a friend of Scott Israel from Broward County, so it's very applicable. And speaking of the corrupt links to Scott Israel, Hillary Clinton happens to be just one of those, for those that did not know. Did you know that Hillary Clinton and every other politician that wants to disarm you, do you know that they are literally accusing you of the crime of the criminals? They are accusing law-abiding gun owners as the very ones that are responsible for committing the act of crime with a gun. When it comes to Hillary Clinton, she took it a step further. For those that did not know, I'm about to tell you, Hillary Clinton called law-abiding gun owners terrorists. See, this comes into play, propagandist under, again, Adolf Hitler comes to my aid, Joseph Goebbels. He said, always accuse others of what you yourself are guilty of. America, you have Hillary Clinton and anti-gunner politicians in the United States accusing you of the crimes of them that commit the crime with the use of a weapon in their hand. Hillary Clinton herself called law-abiding gun owners terrorists. She went on to lie in an attempt to belittle, to polarize, and isolate gun owners by saying that gun owners are a minority in this country. Keep in mind, friends, you hear this quite a bit from corrupt politicians. Like that of any dictator, they always want to use words that belittle their opposition. Because Saul Alinsky tactic comes into play, always cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there is of you. And what you need to understand, folks, is nothing could be further from the truth as to what Hillary Clinton just said. That gun owners in this country are a minority. Let me say it this way. By the grace and by the mercy of God, the American people are still armed, and that is the reason that you are still a free people. Read Proverbs 19:5. I mean, I wonder if Hillary Clinton, if she was in a defenseless situation, I wonder if she would make such an idiotic and untrue comment there. I probably highly doubt it. You know, as a matter of fact, these are the people, when they speak to other countries, they're the ones that are constantly talking about the strength of the United States and the strength of the people that are armed throughout the United States to hold up their power when they wield it against other countries. And we need to think that through. Now, according to the Geneva-based Small Arms Survey, the leading source of international public information about firearms, the U.S. has the best armed civilian population in the world. Now, listen to this. With an estimated 270 million guns in the United States of America. Now, listen to what she said again. She said that gun owners are a minority in this country. There's 270 million guns in America. We have the best armed civilian population in the world. Now, does that line up with their statement? Absolutely not. It reminds me of, if you remember rightly, when criminal sodomite foreign agent Plant, Barack Hussein Obama, said over in France that America has the largest Muslim population in the world. See, that's what they do, folks. They just throw things out there, and they want other useful idiots and subjects and slaves to believe what they have to say because they don't trust that they're going to go do their own homework to find out if what was said was true or false. Well, that's not going to fly here. Just so you know, we always want to cross-check, just like I just did. So let me give it to you again. Hillary Clinton called you law-abiding gun owners in America terrorists. And by the way, here's the good news. Even under Donald Trump, who said take the guns first and then bring about due process, that's the same actions of any anti-gunner anywhere, everywhere, America. So there's no difference as to what we're dealing with Donald Trump, just for the record. But the fact of the matter is, friends, that when they go about not only calling you terrorists and blaming law-abiding gun owners for the crimes of others, and then going about to try to tell other people through the microphone with the use of the CIA-controlled media that gun owners are a minority in this country, nothing could be further from the truth. And what I was going to say, friends, is gun sales are skyrocketing once again. Now, I don't put my trust into man. Jesus didn't commit himself to man, neither do I. I don't trust in what the other guy's going to do because I don't see people looking out for others the way that they should. I see most people in this country looking out for themselves and themselves alone. So what's missing in that equation is love, because we understand that greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. Now, it's still there. It's just harder to find is what I'm saying here. But when I'm coming back, friends, and I'm bringing about the very things that I'm sharing with you right now, you need to understand that this is political talk. And that's exactly why I'm trying to tell you, America, don't get rid of the guns. Get rid of the criminal politicians. You know, we're out in Los Angeles right now, and we went up and down Malibu, the coastline. And it's interesting to know that many of those people are very liberal in California, no doubt. But it's interesting to note as well, friends, the gates and the walls, 12, 14, 16 feet high, they have around their homes. Oh, yes, and don't forget that they're wealthy, and they're wealthy enough to own a gun, too, to defend themselves. And I noticed that at many gates and at many fences that they have around their homes, friends, and walls around their homes, I noticed that they had armed detail standing outside in front of their homes. These are the people that want to disarm you. So are the corrupt politicians that have security detail, those that have Secret Service, and celebrities that have security guards that are armed. These are the ones that want you disarmed. So don't be so stupid as to believe the narrative that they're attempting to set, because these people don't know how to tell the truth, friends, because there's no truth in them. So let's get rid of the criminal politicians rather than getting rid of the guns. Now, when I come back, friends, I want to give you an analogy concerning the AK-47, and I'm going to continuously highlight Hillary Clinton and her absolute hypocrisy at every given step. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protective.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Into the Sons of Liberty fence. I'm actually enjoying this topic very much. Don't get rid of the guns. Get rid of the criminal politicians. Hillary Clinton calling law-abiding gun owners terrorists. America, you've been called terrorists and accused of being terrorists since September 11th, 2001. Look at the TSA illegally putting their hands on you. Folks, you need to understand who's doing what they're doing, who's bringing about these occurrences. They're leading through opposition. They're creating them so they can keep things on the table, so they can bring your rights to naught, to nothing. Folks, don't get rid of the guns. Get rid of the criminal politicians. I was just highlighting, friends, during the second segment there, that Hillary Clinton calls law-abiding gun owners terrorists, along with every other politician that's attempting to strip away your God-given rights. Folks, you don't give up your rights. Again, keep in mind, they work for you. You don't work for them. She said that gun owners in America are a small minority in this country. And I just showed you that we are the best armed civilian population in the world, with an estimated 270 million total guns. That's an average of 89 firearms for every 100 residents. It doesn't line up, does it? No, it doesn't. And this is what they're so notorious for, friends, or should I say infamous for, not notorious, forgive me, for telling half-truths, blatant lies. There's no truth in them, John 8:44. And by the way, Terrorists, and terrorism was originally defined in Oxford's English Dictionary as governments by intimidation. That's exactly right. Attack the gun owners who would obstruct their way from violating constitutional law. Belittle them. Hey, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, you just go ahead and censor and scrub the internet concerning anybody's narrative that's objectionable to ours, say at the state-controlled media. Just think about that. And folks, that's crime. That is criminal. Attack the gun owners. Attack anybody that would obstruct their way from violating constitutional law. Can you imagine how many just people are in jail today because of corrupt politicians? Just food for thought. Going back to the real terrorists like Hillary Clinton and anti-gunners, folks, let's go back to terrorism. If we have a state of terror in this country, and again, keep in mind for how many years, 15, 16 years, folks, we were told that we have a Muslim threat in the United States of America. Now knowing there's 35 jihadi camps in America over the last 3 years, two of those 3 years, friends, it was Muslims that had the highest crime rate with a weapon in the United States of America. And you have politicians that are opening the doors to these people illegally coming into our country through sanctuary cities, and they want to disarm you. Boy, oh boy, when are we going to begin to think who is actually responsible for what's going on here? And the Lord said, I'll turn that nation into hell that forgets about me in the book of Psalm. That's right, 17. So let's talk about the real terrorists and the anti-gunners. They're attacking law-abiding citizens. Again, America, why do you put up with this? I mean, Americans have been taught to praise the wicked because they have forsaken the law. And also keep in mind in Proverbs 28, verse 4, friends, the Bible tells us clearly, and it's true, that wicked men understand not judgment. But instead, Americans have been taught to praise the wicked and allow them to stay in power. And though you know that they're wicked, you allow them to remain. And what makes them wicked? They have forsaken the law. And furthermore, Americans have been taught to magnify the crime instead of magnifying the law against the criminals, right? Now, let me give you a real quick parable. 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. Okay? Did you hear about the AK-47 that was used recently to kill 50 people? Yep, 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said 50 people were killed with an AK-47. If I go into the specifications and highlights of the weapon used, did you know that the AK-47 originated in the Soviet Union? Did you know that the designer of the AK-47 was Mikhail Kuleshnikov? I'm not even going to try to say his last name, but it sounds right. And designed in 1946 to 1948. Did you know that the service history of the AK-47 has been since 1949 to the present? Well, what does that have to do with anything? Well, let me take it a step further. Did you know that Clintons conspire with known criminals? Russians, Grigory Lachansky, linked by Interpol to the Russian mafia, money laundering, drug trafficking, nuclear smuggling across the Baltics and international arms trading, attended a Democratic Party White House dinner in October of 1993. Lachansky got a private two-minute meeting and a picture with Mr. Clinton, the Washington Times, if you'd like to check it out, 2/11/97, the Detroit News, 2/16/97, New York Post, 11/1/96, Time, 7/8/96. Those are the dates and those are the references. Go ahead and check them out. You can find them. Lachansky was invited back to a second DNC dinner in July of 1995. See, America, what this comes to, what you see in Hollywood, folks, they're using that to mask what really happens. They want you to believe that it's make-believe, when in fact it's not. Look what I'm highlighting here. A year before Canada had blocked Lachansky from entering Canada because he had failed a background check, Canadian officials also had questions about the source of Lachansky's Nordex company assets. The Washington Times, 3/1/97. Check it out, you'll find it. Both of Clinton's CIA directors, James Woolsey and John Deutsch, described Luchansky's Nordex company as an organization associated with Russian criminal activity. Hey, folks, did you hear about the AK-47 that was used to kill 50 people? 50 people were slaughtered this week with the use of an AK-47. I said people were killed with an AK-47 this week, friends. Specifications and highlights of the weapons used. The AK-47 was manufactured by Ismash and various other, including Norenko, and produced in 1949 to 1959. The number of AK-47s built, 75 million to 100 million. Now I can go into the specifications of the gun. 880 millimeters, 35 inches, 875 millimeters. That's what the folding stock extended. The barrel's length of the AK-47 is 415 millimeters, which is 16.3 inches. What does that have to do with anything, Bradley? Oh, hang on with me. Clintons conspire again with known criminal. Chinese Ya Lin Charlie Tri, President Clinton's longtime friend and a Democratic fundraiser, was at the center of the 1996 campaign finance controversy and eventually pleaded guilty to two charges in his Arkansas trial, May 21, 1999. Mr. Tree pleaded guilty to a felony charge of causing false statements and a misdemeanor count of making political contributions in the name of others. It was also Charlie Tree who arranged for international Chinese weapons dealer Wang Yuan, chairman of CITIC, that's the acronym, the chief investment arm of the PRC, and Polytechnologies, a front company for the PRC military, to meet with Mr. Clinton at a Democratic Party event at the White House on February 6, 1996. Check it out. You'll find it to be true. CITIC, Kawa Bank, includes 28 branches in Hong Kong, a branch in Macau, a branch in Shanghai, and its PRC incorporated wholly owned subsidiary, CITIC, Kawa Bank in China Limited, which is headquartered in Shenzhen with branches in Shanghai and Beijing. The bank also had branches in New York and Los Angeles. Folks, these people are very dangerous. Let me just say it that way. The Clintons are committing the act of treason over and over and over again in your country. And don't forget about the Bushes. Don't forget about the Obamas. At the time Clinton met with Wang, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the Customs Service were wrapping up an investigation which caught Wang's company smuggling at least $4 million worth of 2,000 illegal AK-47 assault weapons destined for gang members in California. President Clinton later admitted Wang's attendance at the White House was clearly inappropriate, of course, because he was busted. I can go on and on. Americans have been so conditioned and diverted as to highlight the specifications and the weapons used in the crime that they are simply overlooking the very ones that are making the choice to commit the crime by pulling the trigger. Read Romans 6:16. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? That's the New Testament. Go back to Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore choose life that both you and your seed may live. I mean, folks, deal with those who are pulling the trigger, namely the politician terrorists who are committing the crime. Read Romans 3:20. Again, justice guards the liberty, America. I don't for the life of me understand why everybody's sitting around talking about the weapon, the specifications of the weapon. Now it's the AR-15. Highlighting the weapon as if the weapon itself is responsible for the crimes being committed. I mean, if you want to magnify the specifications, concerning what needs to be magnified and what needs to be specified, let's specify the crimes of those that are attempting to disarm the American people rather than blaming the AK-47 for something that it didn't do or the AR-15 for something that it didn't do. It's the person that pulled the trigger. So let's put into perspective, friends, who the terrorists are. Who those that are committing the act of treason are. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Into the Sons of Liberty, folks, broadcasting live out of Los Angeles, California, talking about getting rid of the corrupt politicians rather than the guns. And it's interesting when you talk about Hillary Clinton and calling law-abiding gun owners terrorists. Isn't it interesting how they're working with gun traffickers? Isn't it interesting how many times they have been busted for their crimes? Instead of highlighting the gun, why don't you highlight the corrupt politicians? And furthermore, friends, I just gave you factual information and resources to go to concerning their links with gun traffickers that are intending to bring AK-47s and dropping them off into the arms of criminals in America. Of course, they want to use that so they can use it further their political agenda in an attempt to disarm the American people. I mean, one of their friends, Mr. Wang, was busted with at least $4 million worth of 2,000 illegal AK-47 assault weapons destined for gang members in California. When Bill Clinton was popped back in the 90s, friends, it was interesting to note that he said it was clearly inappropriate. They're calling you terrorists, and they're the ones committing the act of treason against you. This is nothing new. Folks, but this isn't American government. This is foreign. You know, when you think about the conversation that politicians have, you know, it's just a language. If you really bring it, it's like the old analogy, bring a crooked stick and lay it next to a straight one. When you listen to their conversation and you put the Constitution right next to it, you look at their lifestyles and you put the Bible right next to it, you know, it's interesting, the straight stick exposes the deviation, right? The Constitution, the law. When the Bible's brought up against their lifestyles, you can see the only argument against the Bible is their unholy lifestyle. So instead of actually getting rid of that which protects us from people that are trying to disarm us, these are the ones that are allowed and put up by the state-controlled media, CIA-controlled once again, that are trying to convince you that they're the good guys when, in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. And again, how can the act be apart from the actor? When someone pulls the trigger using a weapon to murder some innocent individual, keep in mind, it's not the weapon that goes to jail, it's the person that pulled the trigger that goes to jail. And let me throw this in there. Keep in mind that your correctional institutions make $64 billion a year. See, the bureaucracy loves crime because then they can bring more slaves, young people in for slave labor. And that's exactly what's happening. But I'm just making my appeal to you, America, again. Get rid of the guns. Get rid of the criminal politicians. I said last week, either you're going to do what I suggest lawfully, or at length, you will be disarmed. You are drawing nigh unto you the seed of violence because you fail to enforce a law against their crime. Because you have been deceived into believing that you, as an individual, have no power to stand up against the corruption. Let me say this and let me speak again. These people are scared to death that you're going to figure out what's going on. They're scared to death that you're going to figure out that these are the people that have created many of the happenings year by year in this country to bring about more legislation to strip you of your God-given rights. They're scared to death that you're going to figure it out. And how is America, with all due respect, how it is that you haven't figured this out yet bewilders me and other people that have eyes to see and ears to hear. Hillary Clinton calling politicians calling you and accusing you of the crimes of criminals using weapons. Calling gun owners terrorists. The President of the United States of America, before knowing the facts, is already bringing about gun legislation, saying things like that of a tyrant. Just take the guns first, then due process secondly or later on. Are you kidding me, you Trumpites? You've been deceived through. You need to shut off Saturday's wrestling program because you have been deceived into believing that these people are at odds one with another. And I shared with you yesterday concerning how Donald Trump continuously calls the media a bunch of liars and he can't trust them. Isn't it interesting when they came after your guns, Donald was the one to pipe up first and foremost saying, just take their guns first. Take the guns. And then due process second. Does that sound like someone that actually knows the Constitution? Does that sound like someone that actually cares about fighting for the American people? If he did, he would have dealt with the Clintons and the Obamas long ago and corruption within rather than worrying about what's going on without. Well, what are you saying, Bradley? Let me just bring you there as well. It's coming up. This administration wants to paint in your mind, along with, again, the CIA-controlled media, that you're not supposed to believe, said Donald, concerning Kim Jong in Korea or any other country. Folks, if it wasn't Saddam Hussein, it was Gaddafi. If it wasn't Gaddafi, it was this guy. If it wasn't that guy, then it was this guy. And then what they do is they take your kids and go deal with some evil monster that they've created in your minds, whether he was an evil monster or not. And the fact of the matter is many of these people that they're taking down, friends, are just those that are not willing to go along with the New World Order for those that did not know. But instead of cleaning house and this country from the top to the bottom, the swamp as you folks call it, clean the swamp, drain the swamp. Instead of that, instead of Donald keeping his word and dealing with those within by bringing the rule of law in and cleaning house within the United States, judgment begins first in the house of God, America. It's interesting to note they want to take you and your kids and they want you to go deal with some third world country because they have successfully painted in your minds a dictator monster across the seas that needs to be dealt with, when in hopes that you forget about the fact that they themselves are the very first things that you need to deal with. And I'm talking about corruption within. Folks, you know, many people just say to me, I had a guy tell me the other day, he's a police officer and he's also a sergeant in the Marines. And he's a friend of mine, and he said, I just believe that we're done for. And I got to tell you, when I hear that we're done for, I'm not a gloom and doomer. I can't stand it. I can't stand being around those people. And I'm not talking about this individual. I'm just simply saying that every day of my life, regardless of what I have to go through, there's hope. That hope and that faith overcomes the world every single day of my life, which tells me that I'm born of a new spirit, and it's not within myself to be able to do that, especially how I'm being inundated constantly and barraged constantly by news that means to defeat me. And if that takes place in my life, I have to believe that the Lord is saying, one way or another, you're going to get through this. But I'm trying to give America the answer as to how you're going to get through it. The Lord is known by the very judgments that he executes. Psalm 9:16, Psalm 97. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment is the very habitation of his throne. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about. You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good. When you read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 6, it tells you to keep his judgments and his statutes. In other words, enforce the law. You have the law on your side, America. Quit allowing these corrupt politicians to believe that they are above the rest of us, because they are not. We need to give corruption in this country a reality check, friends, that we will tolerate your crimes no more. Period. The very scepter of the kingdom, friends, in the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, is hating lawlessness and loving righteousness. So when you're born of the Spirit, you can read 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10, you'll understand that you're warring against that which stops the preservation. In other words, you're called to be the salt of the earth. That's what stops the putrefaction. You are called America. You call yourself a patriot. You call yourself a conservative. You call yourself a Christian. One and the same. All derived from the Christ. But there's a difference of those that are born of the Spirit and those that are not. And those that are truly born of the Spirit, they do not tolerate crime whatsoever, starting within and then all the way around. Read Acts 20, verse 21, Matthew 3, Acts 2, 38, Acts 4, 12. Check it out. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya!
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs, holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing, see guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.